Author's note. This book is about the nature of history and the history of nature. Because I understand the world in the terms of chemistry, it is also a book about elements and molecules and the animals, vegetables, and minerals built from them. It is natural history told by a chemist. The first three chapters introduce several chemical concepts that will be more or less familiar, depending on your own experience with chemistry. If you need extra reinforcement for a word or concept, try a quick internet search first. I drop a few details intended to help with such searches from time to time. Also, the periodic table is your roadmap throughout the book. On this table, similar elements are stacked on top of each other, and elements get bigger as you scan downward, almost as if gravity has pulled the heavier ones down. Because the nature of history is a philosophical topic, how you look at it is shaped by prior convictions. Stephen Jay Gould's book, Wonderful Life, is also about the nature of history, and in my first and last chapters, I discuss how Gould's interpretations were shaped by his prior convictions. However, I don't intend to throw stones, because my own prior convictions undoubtedly shaped this book. Here are five of mine. I studied protein chemistry in grad school for 5 years. My favorite color is green. I teach undergraduates at a liberal arts institution, so bridging the gap between the arts and sciences is crucial to me, at the very least to keep my friends in other departments. I presented science projects in the science fair every year from 7th through 12th grades. And my family and I attend Bethany Community Church in Seattle, where I learned to teach a diverse group of people who were not undergraduates and could leave at any moment, and sometimes did. Of those categories, the last one is theological, which is an unusual category to find at the beginning of a popular science book. I am interested in bridging the perceived gap between science and faith, or in more neutral categories, between fate and free will, or order and disorder. Some readers may attribute my conclusions about the nature of history to this last aspect of my own personal history. Actually, my faith is ambiguous on the question of the nature of history. In this book, I emphasize the chemical order that shapes the chaos of mutation and flow, restricting the paths of history. But others of the same faith emphasize the contingency and freedom of creation, and the welter of possible paths that history could have taken, and the untold possible choices a person faces each day. Faith alone does not dictate my conclusion about the nature of history, but rather, it supports my ultimate conclusion that the conversation between these voices should continue in a balanced dialogue. More on that in Chapter 12. The body of this book is shaped so that anyone can read it, meaning there are many details and debates to be found beneath the surface. References are cited at the end that allow readers to dive into the details and limitations of the individual studies. References are cited by quotations from the text in the end matter, rather than by footnotes, to avoid interrupting the flow of the narrative. Because this book is written for non-scientists, I leave it to the reader to investigate the methods or limitations of individual studies, depending on individual expertise and interest. Study guides associated with this book for use in general chemistry, biochemistry, or physical chemistry courses will lead students through the details of selected studies. As Darwin said of natural selection, I believe in the truth of the theory because it collects under one point of view and gives a rational explanation of many apparently independent classes of facts. What natural selection did for Darwin, chemistry does for me. In my view, a chemical sequence and chemical order shape the chaos of biology and history in surprising yet rational ways, explaining many facts. It is a long story, but it coheres with chemical logic, and it shows that the nature of history is ordered by chemistry. That has reshaped the way I look at every blade of grass and every rock on the beach. I hope you enjoy thinking about this old subject in this new way.